Yeah, that definitely doesn't look good.
It's on?
It should be on, yes. It's on.
Okay. So again, the footnote in the on the tour points out that the Mordechai learns that the Mishnah in Parakei Mishnah Vav is about is paskening like the Tan Reb Yehuda that Havayosai Al Yedei Davram Kabel Tuma is not a thing. That you could have a Davar Mekabel Tuma to create it. Again, then creating a Ma'ayan, creating a Mikveh doesn't matter, according to the Mordechai, it's all the same. Ad Kan. He's working with the normal Girsa Mesecha Zvachim, and the din is Yiyeh Tahar, Haba Yosob Tahara, not my razzle dazzle Yireim of Yichyeh Tahar. So far, so good. The Rash in Meseches Mikvois, Perikhei Mishnehei, the Rash has a totally different shot in the Mishnah, and the Beis Yosef points this out already. The Rash writes, "Noit fin sha'asan zeichlin" means, I have a mikveh. My mikveh is a standard mikveh. But I get a crack in the mikveh. And the water begins to come out of the mikveh. Gentlemen, this is the most disastrous thing that could have in the mikveh, no? You have a crack, the water comes out. This is a psoldo iraisa of zechila. So how do I stop my psoldo iraisa of zechila? So I stop it up. No, I put something to cover the crack. Zuck the Mishnah, that there's a machlaikas, can I stop up the crack with a dover that's mekabel tuma? The Tana Reb Yehuda says, I'm allowed to use a dover mekabel tuma to stop the crack. The Tanya Reb Yaisi says, I can't. So according to the Rash, in his Perish of the Mishnah, the din of stopping something with a Davar HaMakabel Tuma is what we're talking about. You have a mitzvah with a crack. You have a mitzvah with a crack. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop the flow, Al Yedei something. Can I use a Davar Mekabel Tuma or not use a Davar Mekabel Tuma Ad Kan, according to the Rash? Zok the Sefer Helkas Bin Yomin, that according to the Rash, when I have a Ma'ayan, and that Ma'ayan is going drop, 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 that is not a problem at all. Right? The Rambam holds that a Ma'ayan has to be a clean flow. Straight up and down. If there's a stop, it doesn't work. Right? That's what the Rambam says. The Rash says, no, you misunderstood. Neitvin Sha'asan Zeichlin doesn't mean that I have water coming down the mountain. Drop, 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 and I want to use like a keli or something to get the water to go in a stream. That's not the pshat. That's not necessary. Neitvin shasan zeichon, according to the Rash, means I have mayim that was notvim, meaning I have megashamim. My megashamim are in a basin, but asotan zeichon, it begins to flow out.
Is the pshat also that it's like it's more like so someone did something in that basin?
The Rash doesn't want to make the Rambam because Usa sounds like it happened, right? That's what you're saying?
No. Usa sounds like it's like a man did an action as opposed to something happened.
Yeah, that's the Rush's
kasha
on the Rash.
That's the Rush's kasha on the Rash. Okay, let's say there. Right? So the Rush doesn't like the Rash's pshat. According to Rabbeinu Shimshon, how come it's called? Okay, good. But Hayotzei, that the Rash holds that the din of, that there's no psul if I have water that comes down from the mountain, drop, 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 drop. I don't have to do anything. That is a paradigmatic ma'ayan, according to the Rash.
What about Kapadras and Ophim?
What about katafras eino chibor? So that's a good kasha. So the pashtus is a katafras eino chibor means when I need a chibor. For example, I have a mikveh at the bottom, that's chafsa'a, and I have a mikveh at the top with chafsa'a, and I need to connect the two, so katafras eino chibor. Right? I can't connect the two, are they a stream? By the way, katafras eino chibor is true whether it's a stream or the drop, 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 it doesn't matter. It's not mechaber, the two mikvahs of chaf sa'ah to each other. Right? That's the din, again. Or it's not mechaber, the lower one to the upper one. It could be the upper one to the lower, and there's a din of good aches. It's not a din of katafras. But Hayotze, the Rash holds that there is no such thing as a psol ma'ayan that goes drop, 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 drop. Let's take a step forward. Yesterday, we spoke about a ma'ayan that goes on top of a brecha. No? And we learned that according to the Rash, the ma'ayan is going on top of a brecha means that the brecha is full of water. And the ma'ayan is being machshed at brecha. And hufsak means I stop the intake of the brecha, right? That's where the Rash lines. Okay, great. Well, that means, as up to many achrayim, that the Rash could hold like the Maharik, meaning that let's say the brecha is empty, and the brecha, the water, the ma'ayan, fills the brecha. That's a kosher ma'ayan. Don't I assume that to be a kosher ma'ayan I need like full surface streaming, as they would say? Right? I need the stream to go consecutively. And drip, 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 drip doesn't count as a stream. So how can I say there's something that counts as a stream when it's a ma'ayan? Right? How can I say that when it's in the brecha it's a stream? It should not be a stream. It can't be a ma'ayan was in the brecha because there was stops between. The teretz is that the Rash holds that you can be a ma'ayan even when there are stops. Do I have to say this again? I'm going to say this part again. Yesterday we tried to say that according to the Rash, if I have a ma'ayan and it goes into a brecha, and the brecha was empty beforehand, so that water in the brecha has a din of a ma'ayan. So it's the absence of the water. Right? The Rash learns that the Mishnah is speaking about a case when the ma'ayan goes into a brecha which is full of water. But the brecha is empty of water, so it could have the din of a ma'ayan no matter what. Right? That's what Maharik says. And that's what many of the Achrayim say the Rash holds. Now hold it. How can it be a din of a ma'ayan? If I hold, like the way the Rambam learned the Mishnah, Perakei Mishnah, hey, that if I have a ma'ayan that goes drip, 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 it's not a ma'ayan anymore. As long as there's some airspace between the drips, it loses its ma'ayan status. Even though it continues to flow, it's not a ma'ayan. So how could it be that the water in this brecha is called a ma'ayan, according to the Maharik? Right? Al karchacha, there is some hefsek. Right? That's the way the Maharik is learning. There was a hefsek. You stop it, and it still blibes the ma'ayan. How could that be? Teretz is, according to the Rash, you could be a ma'ayan even with a hefsek. This is beginning to make sense to me, gentlemen. Right? The Rash and the Rambam are disagreeing on a fundamental level about can you be a ma'ayan with drip, 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 drip. They also are disagreeing with Ha'ira on the din of Habayosa Adidavar Mekabal Tuma, that according to the Rash, like according to the most Rishonim, it's a din da'iraisa. According to the Rambam, the way I learned the Rambam, that's based on this Girsa of Al Tikrei, the Rambam tells me in the Sefer Morin Nevuchim that any drasha that's based on Al Tikrei is on Karchach Ladin Rabbanan. So according to the Rambam, Haba Yasa Ayyidei Dravam Kabotuma is a din Drabonim. The Rash holds it's a din Da'ayisa. Go back to Perek Bey's Mishneh Gimel. If you remember, gentlemen, in our youth, we had a discussion about a Psal She'uvin. Remember She'uvin? Is She'uvin a Psal Da'ayisa or a din Drabonim? Mikvah She'kulo Shavuv. So Rashi says that Kulo Shav is a din d'oraisa. That when we say She'uvim is d'rabbanon, the Gemara in Bava Basra Samach Vav, Rashi holds that Bava Basra Samach Vav means that the psal of Gimel Lugin of She'uvim, which invalidates a mikveh chaser, if I have a mikveh of 39 sa'ah and Gimel Lugin fall into it, that's a din d'rabbanon. But if I have a mikveh that's Kulo Shav, that's a din d'oraisa, according to Rashi. The Ri Bal HaTosfos in Baba Basra Samach Vav and B'Sha'ar Mekomos, Psachim Yud Zayin, the Rebal HaTosfos says that Kulo Shavod is a din d'rabbanan. Rashi says d'oraisa, Ri says it's a din d'rabbanan. Comes along the Rash, Perek Beis Mishneh Gimel, and the Rash says it is unmeglach, okay, teaching you a new Yiddish word. Unmeglach means unreasonable. It is unmeglach that the din of kulay shov is a din drabbanan in Gansin, because let's say you have something that's shov in the sense of I take my water and I pour it into the mikvah, so that's a din of havaya, and havaya is a din d'oraisa. So it can't be that Kulo Shav is entirely Drabbanan, the Rash asks, because oftentimes you could have She'uvin, which is the advice of I pour it in. I could have She'uvin, which is Drabbanan, if the water lands in the Keli, and so much water lands that there's a spill over and it fills my mikvah. But if I take a Keli and I pour it in, that's Havayosai, and that for sure is a Din D'oraisa, the Rash says. Now tell me, gentlemen, what does the Ri hold? The Ri holds that Havayosai is a din. The Ri holds, excuse me, that Kulo Shav is a din to Rabbanan. The Ri never makes a distinction and says that at any point is Kulo Shav d'oraisa. What happened to Havaya? I'll tell you what happened. Rabbeinu Chanan and Rabbeinu Yireyim Havaya. Rambam Havaya. There ain't no such thing as Havaya. Or there ain't no such thing as Havaya by a mikvah. The din of Havaya is only by a man, not by a mikvah. It's a din de Rabbanan in Gansan. I think, again, Judaism is beginning to make sense to me, gentlemen. It takes a while. I'm 47 years old. It's beginning to make sense finally. Should we go weiter? The Rash holds another chiddush. The Rash holds that ha'amodas hazechila is called havaya. Right, what's going on in the Mishnah Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei, according to the Rash? I have a Mishnah. I have a mikvah. And the mikveh gets a crack in it. And water begins to flow out of that crack. Zok the Rash, that the maskona of the Mishnah is, don't put a dover mekabel tuma to stop the flow. Because that's called havaya ayde dover mekabel tuma. Now, that's havaya? One second. What I'm doing is ha'amodas hazechila. I'm stopping the psul. Is stopping the psul the same as creation? The din is havaya ayidei davar mekabel tuma. Who says ha'amodas hazechila is considered havaya? zok the Rash. I say that. Meaning, the Rash holds a hamadas has a chilos called havayot. The Rush disagrees with that nekuda, no? The Rush holds that the Mishnah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, of Golder, Kalim, etc. How can I use a Kali, we asked. Aren't I taking a Dover Makabal Tuma? How do I use that Kali? The answer is, I'll tell you how you use the Kali. You use the Kali because you're stopping the water from flowing. And stopping water from flowing is not called Havaya. Now, this probably relates to the nature of the Psol Zeichlin. Is the Psol Zeichlin the Pshat that the word mikveh means kavel v'kaimi? And if it's Zochel, does hasten nisht a mikveh? So when I stop the Zechila, I'm making a mikveh. Alternatively, I could say that no. Zechila isn't a chisaron in the etzem shame mikveh. Zechila is stam azaya psol. The Rush and the Rash are disagreeing about this nekuda. Now, how will the Rash learn that Mishnah in Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav? When the Mishnah says that you are golder afilu kelin, so the Rash is going to learn that the Mishnah has nothing to do with anything. He'll learn the Mishnah probably the Reb Nissen Solushin, the Tahar Asmayim, page 109, says that the Rash is going to learn the Mishnah Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav just means that if I have kelim and I use the kelim to stop up the mikveh, the kelim don't become tahar because although the inside of the keli is a mikveh, but the outside of the keli isn't a mikveh, so the kelim don't become tahar. It has nothing to do with the price of tea in the Ukraine, right, or anywhere. Right? There's no shaykhus, right? And that's the way the Rash is going to learn the Mishnah. Okay, so far so good, gentlemen. Rambam learns that the Mishnah of Notfin Chasson Zeichlin means that there's a psalm drip, 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 drip. Rash says there is no psalm drip, 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 drip. A nafgamina might be, do you hold like the Maharik? Yesterday we pointed out that the Rambam and the Rash seem to be disagreeing as to whether I hold like the Maharik. Beautiful. Givaldik. It's all a shitasai. No? Not bad, right? And this issue might relate to whether the psul of Havaya is a psul de Oiraisa, or is it a psul de Rabbanon, like we explained. And that gemina is whether the din of Havaya applies to a mikveh at all. Shulchan Aruch seems to have a stira on this nekuda. In Sif Yud Gimel Yud Dalet, Shulchan Aruch learns the Mishnah Perek Hei Mishnah Hei exactly as the Rambam does. That the water is dripping, dripping, dripping. I take something to make it a single flow. That's okay. However, in Sif Mem Ches, Shulchan Aruch talks about if I want to be mamshech water into a mikveh, I can't do that ayidei davar mekabel tuma. Meaning, Sif Mem Ches teaches me that havayaso ayidei davar mekabel tuma is a principle that is true by mikveh, not only by ma'ayan. Right? Sif Yud Gimon Yud Dalin is Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam would say havayaso, or chiyuso, the way we said it, is only by ma'ayan. Sif Mem Ches writes that if I want to be mamshech mayim lemikvah, so then there's a psul of havaya. So that means the water that I put into the mikvah, I can't have that water come ayidei davar mekabel tuma. If I'm holding a board, so the water that comes into the mikvah is going to be pasul if I'm holding the board, because I'm mekabel tuma and I'm holding the board. In order for the water to go into the mikveh, it has to be that the board is put down on the ground and the water flows on that board. I can't be holding the board. Now, Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Mem Ches is the Lashon of the Rash. Sif Yud Gimel Yud Dalet is Lashon the Rambam. Sif Yud Gimel Yud Dalet says befeish that the psul of Havaya applies even on something that's mekabel tuma midrabanan. So may hafilo makol. We said a stick is mekabel tuma midrabanan. It's pshutei kliyes. Sif memches sounds like something that's mekabel tuma midrabanan. There's no psul of Havaya. The shach is already bothered by the stira in Ayis Kuf Dalet. It's worth noting that this is all consistent with our analysis. If the din of Havaya is based on the Mishnah Parakei Mishnah Hay, so that Mishnah says Dabar Mekabel Tuma Midrabanan is a problem. That's Rambam. The Rash is going to say that Havaya is not based on Parakei Mishnah Hay. The source of Havaya is somewhere else. Where it is, probably the Mishnah Parah. But you don't see that there is any din that a dominant mekabel tuma midrabanan creates a din of Havaya. So Se'if Memches is Rash. Se'if Nun is two opinions as to whether Ha'amodas Hazachila is considered Havaya. The Rash holds that stopping a flow is considered Havaya. The Rash in our Mishnah Parakei Mishnah A learns stopping a flow is not Havaya. That is two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch Simin Resh Aleph Se'if Nun. Right? Meaning, if the din of Havaya applies to a mikvah like the Rash and the Rush both say, there's a machlaikis whether Havaya means only when I allow the water to first enter the mikvah. That's why the Rush learns. The Rash is going to say that Havaya means I stop the water from flowing out. Thus is Eichet Havaya, according to the Rash. Okay, so this machlaikis, Rambam and Rash, is kind of awesome. It's kind of awesome. And it probably depends on the Makar Hadavar of the Din of Havaya, like we explained. Okay. So this is what I wanted to discuss here in Sif Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. There's a fundamental machlokes. Rash and the Rambam are disagreeing about like a million things over here, including whether drip, drip, drip is considered a ma'ayan, or whether it's to be a ma'ayan that has to actually be mechubar. Any questions, gentlemen, or are we going to actually be on time for mincha today?
So the issue of shop shop is not relevant to the issue of whether or not the also applies to only ma'ayan versus those two independent issues, or that
it conceptually, they don't have to be linked. But it's only linked in the sense of how I learn Parakei Mishnah Hay. Right? The Rambam learns that Notin Shason Zochlin means I take drop, 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 and I make it upstream. That means, according to the Rambam, right, only a stream has a din ma'ayan. According to those who assume that the din of Havaya is on the mikvah, not on the ma'ayan, and Notin Shason Zochlin means that I have a mikvah that's full of water, and then begins to crack, so then drop, 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 drop is not a problem. And that's what we wanted to say about how this connects to the Maharik. Ko davar al mikomo yavo b'shalom. Okay. Gentlemen, have a great day, and you should be blessed. And Amir Shem tomorrow, hope to do Sif Tef Vav, assuming I can say Shir tomorrow. Tomorrow I have to have Part 4 of my excellent root canal in the morning. So I should be, so 9 to 11, I'm not going to be at Seder. If I'm feeling well afterwards, we'll have Shir tomorrow. Sometimes these things that they give you, these anesthesias, make you mamish, like you can have Purim before Purim. Right? So, okay.
So
for sure,
we'll be later as well.
It for sure is going to be the 1:30 slot, but yeah. Hey, Tovia, this is your machine.